समाचार सेवा प्रभाग से प्रस्तुत है कार्यक्रम परिक्रमा।
नमस्कार, हमारे स्टूडियो की घड़ी में शाम के ठीक 4:30 बजे हैं और ये समय है आपके अपने न्यूज मैगजीन कार्यक्रम परिक्रमा का, जिसमें हम आपके लिए लेकर आते हैं वो सारी जानकारी जिनका आपसे है सरोकार। श्रोताओं, आधे घंटे के इस कार्यक्रम में राष्ट्रीय और अंतर्राष्ट्रीय समाचार होंगे, चलेंगे अपने क्षेत्रीय संवाददाताओं के पास और जानेंगे कि क्या कुछ है उनके पास। इसके अलावा खेल गतिविधियों पर भी रहेगी हमारी नजर और हम करेंगे उन विशिष्ट व्यक्तियों को भी याद जिनकी आज है पुण्यतिथि, जयंती या जन्मदिन। श्रोताओं, परिक्रमा के इस अंक के साथ मैं हूं वैष्णवी और मेरे साथ हैं मेरे सहयोगी अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। अभिषेक, आपको भी मेरा नमस्कार।
हेलो वैष्णवी।
एक्सियम 4 मिशन पर गए भारतीय अंतरिक्ष यात्री ग्रुप कैप्टन शुभांशु शुक्ला का धरती पर शुभ आगमन हो गया है। अब से कुछ देर पहले कैलिफोर्निया के समंदर में उनका यान का स्प्लैश डाउन हुआ। ग्रुप कैप्टन शुक्ला पर पूरा देश गौरवान्वित है और उन्हें बधाई दे रहा है।
Yes, नमस्कार, हेलो एंड गुड आफ्टरनून टू ऑल आवर लिसनर्स। यू आर ट्यून्ड टू परिक्रमा ऑन 100.1 FM। आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय, विद मी टुडे इज माय को-होस्ट वैष्णवी। एंड एज वैष्णवी वाज जस्ट सेइंग, द इंडियन एयरफोर्स ग्रुप कैप्टन शुभांशु शुक्ला एंड एक्सियम 4 मिशन team has made a successful splash down in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of San Diego in California, and all of us here welcome the team back to Earth and take this opportunity to congratulate them for this historic and pioneering mission to space. And listeners, for you we have a selection of news, a discussion segment, Dateline India reports, business capsules, tributes and much more. We begin with the news headlines first.
एक्सियम 4 मिशन पर गए भारतीय अंतरिक्ष यात्री ग्रुप कैप्टन शुभांशु शुक्ला का धरती पर शुभ आगमन हो गया है।
External affairs Mr. Dr. S. Jayashankar calls on Chinese President Xi Jinping in Beijing along with fellow SCO members.
राष्ट्रपति द्रौपदी मुर्मू ने कहा, वर्ष 2047 तक विकसित भारत का लक्ष्य प्राप्त करने में शिक्षा की महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका होगी।
Union Minister Prahlad Joshi asserts India's clean energy transformation not just an environmental objective but a national mission.
मौसम विभाग ने राजस्थान और जम्मू कश्मीर के कई हिस्सों में मूसलाधार बारिश का अनुमान व्यक्त किया।
And in chess, 4 Indian women advance to the pre-quarters of the FIDE Women's World Cup. And now, listeners, it's time for a segment, Dateline India, in which we take a look at the developments taking place at the national or the global level. And today we will talk about 10th anniversary of the Skill India mission and the 77th NCC Inauguration Day. Well, to start off with the first topic in the Dateline section, that is the 10th anniversary of the Skill India mission. Well, today we are marking a powerful celebration, the 10th anniversary of the Skill India mission. And Vaishnavi, exactly 10 years ago on this very day in 2015, Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched the Skill India Mission, a bold initiative to equip India's youth with industry-relevant job-ready skills. So what was the goal? Well, the goal was to prepare a generation not just for employment, but for entrepreneurship and sustainable livelihoods.
स्किल इंडिया ने अपनी शुरुआत से ही लाखों लोगों को, विशेषकर महिलाओं और वंचित समुदायों को, तकनीक और विनिर्माण से लेकर आतिथ्य तथा स्वास्थ्य सेवा तक व्यवहारिक कौशल प्रदान करके सशक्त बनाया है। हाल ही में कौशल विकास और उद्यमिता मंत्री जयंत चौधरी ने सरकार की प्रतिबद्धता दोहराते हुए कहा कि प्रधानमंत्री मोदी के नेतृत्व में स्किल इंडिया शिक्षा और रोजगार के बीच की खाई को पाट कर देश भर में लोगों के जीवन में बदलाव ला रहा है।
Through several initiatives, such as PM Kaushal Vikas Yojana and the Skill India Digital Hub, the country is moving towards becoming a global skill hub. The Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship has empowered more than 6 crore youth through its various schemes to build a brighter future for the country. Over 1 crore 60 lakh youths have been trained across 38 sectors since 2015 under Pradhan Mantri Kaushal Vikas Yojana. Of these, 45% are women, and a significant proportion comes from scheduled castes, scheduled tribes and other backward classes. The youths have been trained in diverse sectors such as manufacturing, construction, traditional craft, healthcare, IT, electronics and retail. The government's efforts have also led to an improvement in job readiness among college students from 34% in 2014 to over 51% in 2024. With almost 65% of population under 35 years of age, skilling and youth empowerment are the keys to India's future. With Deependra Kumar, Vishnu PS, Akashwani News, Delhi.
And it's not just India celebrating skills today, it is also World Youth Skills Day, a global observance declared by the United Nations in 2014.
जी अभिषेक, हर साल 15 जुलाई को मनाया जाने वाला ये दिवस युवाओं को अच्छे काम, नवाचार और उद्यमिता के लिए आवश्यक कौशल से लैस करने के महत्व पर बल देता है. इस वर्ष का विषय है कृत्रिम बुद्धिमत्ता और डिजिटल कौशल के माध्यम से युवा सशक्तिकरण.
Yes, and from coding to cloud computing, from AI to automation, digital skills are the currency of the future. And the youth of today are stepping up to the challenge. So whether you are a student, a job seeker, an aspiring entrepreneur, or just someone with a dream, remember, skills are your superpower.
हम एक ऐसे भविष्य की कामना करते हैं जहां हर युवा सशक्त, सुसज्जित और अजेय हो.
Yes, and now on to a second topic in a Dateline section, that is the 77th NCC Inauguration Day. Well, today also marks the 77th glorious years of the National Cadet Corps, the NCC of Independent India. And as the sun rises on the 15th of July, we salute a force that isn't just about uniforms and parades, but about shaping leaders of tomorrow.
भारत की कठिन परिश्रम से प्राप्त स्वतंत्रता के कुछ ही महीनों बाद 15 जुलाई 1948 को स्थापित एनसीसी सिर्फ एक युवा संगठन ही नहीं से कहीं बढ़कर आगे था. ये एक दृष्टि थी, एक अनुशासित, प्रेरित और सेवाभावी युवा बल के निर्माण का स्वप्न था, जो एक दिन न केवल राष्ट्र की रक्षा में बल्कि उसकी सेवा में भी मजबूती से खड़ा होगा.
After the independence, the present-day NCC under the Ministry of Defence came into existence on 16 April 1948 through the NCC Act. The NCC was formally inaugurated on 15 July 1948 as soon as the schools and colleges reopened after the summer vacation. Furthermore, the girls' division of the NCC was started in July 1949, which was followed by the addition of Air Wing in 1950 with one air squadron each at Bombay and Calcutta, and the Naval Wing of the NCC in 1952, completing the true representation of all services in the corps. As the NCC completes its 77 years since independence, it aims to fulfill the need to create a youth organization at the national level to train young girls and boys to be better citizens and future leaders of the country in all walks of life, including the defense forces. Panu Pratap Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Yes, and the motto proudly says unity in discipline. The words are simple, the impact is surely strong. Whether you are in school or college, the NCC trains you not just to salute smartly, but to live with a purpose. Cadets undergo physical training, learn basic military skills, attend national camps, and even assist during natural disasters.
उनका प्रशिक्षण उनमें चरित्र, भाईचारा, नेतृत्व और सबसे बढ़कर देश के प्रति गहरा प्रेम जगाता है. कई लोगों के लिए ये सशस्त्र बलों में पहला कदम होता है, दूसरों के लिए ये जीवन भर के सम्मान का प्रतीक है.
And from scaling icy peaks to marching down Rajpath during Republic Day, from providing relief during floods to representing India in youth exchange programs abroad, NCC cadets have done it all. And over 1.5 million cadets strong today, the NCC is more than an organization. It's a movement, a family, a legacy.
इसलिए वर्दीधारी पुरुषों और महिलाओं, खाकी, नौसेना और वायु विंग कैडेटों, अधिकारियों और स्वप्नदर्शियों के प्रति हम इस 70वीं एनसीसी दिवस पर आपको सलाम करते हैं। अपने दिलों में एकता और अपने कदमों में अनुशासन के साथ आगे बढ़ते रहें। और अब समय है अपने क्षेत्रीय संवाददाताओं से जानने का कि क्या कुछ उनके पास विशेष है।
Yes, and we start off with a story from Guwahati, and the Kaziranga National Park and Tiger Reserve in Assam is a UNESCO World Heritage Site, famous for the great Indian one-horned rhinoceros as well as many mammals including tigers, elephants, panthers, bears and birds. And in a significant development, a recent study at the famed national park recorded a total of 43 grassland bird species. And Kaziranga is a mix of grasslands, forestlands and wetlands. We have more from a correspondent.
Kaziranga National Park's first ever grassland bird survey led by a team of forest officials, bird experts, scientists and conservationists recorded 43 grassland species across Kaziranga's three wildlife divisions, marking a milestone in the documentation and protection of grassland-dependent species in the Brahmaputra floodplains. This survey is significant as most of the birds are under threat in other major bird habitats in the country due to habitat loss. The 43 grassland bird species included one critically endangered Bengal florican, endangered finch weaver locally known as Tukura Sarai, and the swamp grass babbler. As per the International Union for Conservation of Nature Red List, the black-breasted parrotbill, marsh babbler, swamp francolin, Zerdon's babbler, slender-billed babbler, and bristled grassbird are in the vulnerable category. The report identifies several critical grassland habitat within Kaziranga that support significant populations of threatened and endemic species. One such habitat is the Parks Kohora Range, where a breeding colony of the finch weaver was spotted. Aminul Haq Joddar, Akashvani News, Guwahati.
The Employees Provident Fund Organization in Tiruchirappalli, the central district of Tamil Nadu, reaches out to employers, employees, sensitizing them to the new employment-linked incentive scheme. We have more from a correspondent.
The Union Cabinet recently approved the ELI scheme with a substantial outlay of rupees 1 lakh crore to create over 3.5 crore job opportunities in India. The scheme aims to promote job creation, enhance employability and provide social security to workers, particularly in the manufacturing sector. The Employees Provident Fund Organization Regional Office Tiruchirappalli has begun to reach out to the employers and employees falling under its jurisdiction, sensitizing them to the new employment linked incentive scheme. The ELI scheme aims to incentivize the creation of more than 3.5 crore jobs in the country over a period of 2 years. Out of these, 1.92 crore beneficiaries would be first timers entering the workforce. The benefits of the scheme would be applicable to jobs created between August 1, 2025 and July 31st, 2027. The EPFO Tiruchirappalli Regional Office has been reaching out to the beneficiaries through various modes, sensitizing them to the scheme, the incentives to the employees and employers, and requirements for availing benefits under the scheme, said the Regional Provident Fund Commissioner Madhava Shankar. He said the sensitization exercises were being done by the way of holding camps at big establishments, besides through webinar and sending emails to the employers. The EPFO Tiruchi Regional Office has, under its jurisdiction, 13 districts covering about 18,000 establishments, with its total members being around 12 lakh. The ELI scheme consisted of two parts, with Part A focused on incentive to first-time employees and Part B support to employers. Under Part A, first-time employees registered with EPFO will be offered 1 month EPF wage up to rupees 15,000 in two installments. To encourage the savings habit, a portion of the incentive will be kept in a savings instrument of deposit account for a fixed period and could be withdrawn by the the employee at a later date. Part B portion will cover generation of additional employment in all sectors with the special focus on the manufacturing sector. The employers will get incentives in respect of employees with salaries up to rupees 1 lakh. The central government will incentivize employers up to rupees 3000 per month for 2 years for each additional employee with sustained employment for at least 6 months. For the manufacturing sector, the incentives will be extended to third and fourth year as well. The ELI scheme is poised to revolutionize India's job market, fostering employment growth and economic development. The scheme's impact will be felt across industries, driving growth and creating opportunities for millions of Indians. Its potential to transform India's employment landscape is undeniable. Shanti Ramesh for Parikrama from Akashvani, Tiruchirappalli.
अब चलते हैं खेल के मैदान में और जानते हैं वहां की हलचल। एंडरसन तेंदुलकर ट्रॉफी के तीसरे टेस्ट क्रिकेट मैच में इंग्लैंड ने भारत को 22 रन से हराकर 5 मैचों की श्रृंखला में 2-1 की बढ़त ले ली है। लॉर्ड्स में कल खेल के अंतिम दिन 193 रन के लक्ष्य के जवाब में भारतीय टीम 170 रन ही बना सकी। रविन्द्र जडेजा 61 रन बनाकर नाबाद रहे। इंग्लैंड के लिए जोफ्रा आर्चर ने और बेन स्टोक्स ने 3-3 विकेट लिए। पहली पारी में भारत और इंग्लैंड दोनों का स्कोर 387 रन रहा था। बेन स्टोक्स को प्लेयर ऑफ द मैच चुना गया।
Yes, and in some business news, Indian equities bounced back today and settled with gains after 4 straight sessions of losses. Markets were buoyed by easing retail inflation in June 2025 and positive global cues. The 30-share BSE Sensex settled at 82,571, adding 317 points or 0.39%, while the NSE Nifty 50 ended the day at 25,196, climbing 114 points or 0.45%. Broader market indices also ended the day in positive territory. The mid-cap index rose 0.83%, while the small-cap index closed at 0.95% higher.
अब हम याद करेंगे महान स्वतंत्रता सेनानियों को और बात करेंगे उन महान व्यक्तियों की जिनकी आज है पुण्यतिथि, जयंती या जन्मदिन।
In today's episode, we remember freedom fighter Durgabai Deshmukh, who was born on the 15th of July, 1909, in Rajamundri, Andhra Pradesh. A public activist for women's emancipation, she founded the Andhra Mahila Sabha in 1937. She was also the founder chairperson of the Central Social Welfare Board.
Seeds of social reform were sown early in Durgabai's mind, and she became conscious of the injustice suffered by women in all strata. Perhaps this was due to the fact that the social reformer Kandukuri Vireshalingam was a close friend of her grandfather. Durgabai met Mahatma Gandhi when she was just a 12-year-old. She had collected money for the nationalist movement along with a few volunteers, and when she came face to face with the Mahatma, she gave her gold bangles as well on his request.
This was a turning point which further kindled her spirit of selfless service and patriotism. A lawyer by profession, Durgabai fought against the system of child marriage and dowry and the harassment of widows in the name of customs, although she herself was married at the age of 8.
Durgabai was a persuasive public speaker and was imprisoned during the Salt Satyagraha. She came to understand the pitiable conditions of women criminals and wished to arrange free legal aid for them. This gave the impetus to the Free Legal Aid Center of the Andhra Mahila Sabha in Hyderabad, particularly to help unlettered women of all classes. Durgabai realized that lack of education impeded women's progress. This impelled her to lay the foundation for adult education programs, which were taken up by the government of independent India.
A member of the Constituent Assembly, Durgabai played an active role in drafting and enacting the Hindu Code Bill. Her efforts to elevate the status of women were evident in her involvement with parliamentary bills. In 1952, she was appointed a member of the Planning Commission. In 1953, she became the chairperson of the Central Social Welfare Board. In 1959, the government appointed her chairperson of the National Committee on Education. Durgabai received many accolades, including the UNESCO Peace Award, Padma Vibhushan, and the Paul G. Hoffman Award. She died on the 9th of May, 1981.
We also remember independence activist Shankar Khude, who was born on the 15th of July, 1918, in District Sangli, Maharashtra. Shankar took part in the Quit India movement and was arrested on the 13th of October 1942 for his role in sabotaging the government's communications. He was sentenced to 18 months rigorous imprisonment, serving his term in the Hindalga Central Jail in District Belgaum, Karnataka. He died in police custody in December 1942 on account of severe torture. We salute the brave son of the soil.
Nationalist Sidhu Bhiva Pawar, who was born on the 15th of July 1902 in District Satara, Maharashtra. Sidhu Bhiva took part in the Quit India movement in Katav Taluk, Satara. On 9th September 1942, he joined a demonstration of more than 2,000 people under the leadership of Parshuram Kharge. Singing patriotic songs and shouting nationalist slogans, they marched on to hoist the tricolour on the court building. The marchers were stopped by police officials and, on refusal to disperse, they were fired upon. Sidhu received a serious bullet injury and succumbed in hospital on the 30th of September 1942.
Yes, and we are also remembering Anton Chekhov, who passed away on this day in 1904. He was a Russian playwright and short story writer, widely considered to be one of the greatest writers of all time. His career as a playwright produced four classics, and his best short stories are held in high esteem by writers and critics. Along with Henrik Ibsen and August Strindberg, Chekhov is often referred to as one of the three seminal figures in the birth of early modernism in the theatre, and Chekhov was a physician by profession.
आज पुण्यतिथि है बाल गंधर्व की. बाल गंधर्व मराठी रंगमंच के महानायक और प्रसिद्ध गायक थे. उन्होंने अपनी करियर की शुरुआत शकुंतला के चरित्र से की और अपनी अनूठी प्रतिभा से मराठी संगीत नाटक को नई ऊंचाइयों तक पहुंचाया. स्वतंत्रता सेनानी बाल गंगाधर तिलक ने उनकी कला को देखकर उन्हें बाल गंधर्व का नाम दिया. मराठी रंगमंच पर बाल गंधर्व ने महिला चरित्रों को जीवंत किया, क्योंकि उस समय महिलाएं रंगमंच पर नहीं आती थीं. उनके नाटकों जैसे मान अपमान और सौभद्र में उनकी गायकी और अभिनय ने दर्शकों को मंत्रमुग्ध कर दिया. उन्होंने किर्लोस्कर नाटक मंडली के साथ काम किया और बाद में अपनी खुद की गंधर्व नाटक मंडली स्थापित की. उनकी नाटक मंडली ने सैकड़ों प्रदर्शनों के माध्यम से मराठी संगीत नाटकों को लोकप्रिय बनाया. बाल गंधर्व की कला को कई सम्मानों से नवाजा गया. 1955 में उन्हें संगीत नाटक अकादमी पुरस्कार से सम्मानित किया गया और 1964 में भारत सरकार ने उन्हें पद्म भूषण से सम्मानित किया. आइए सुनते हैं उनका ये गीत.
Yes, and Raja Dakshina Ranjan Mukherjee passed on this day in 1878. He was the talukdar of the formerly confiscated taluk of Shankarpur in West Bengal. He was one of the leaders of the Young Bengal group in the 19th century India. As an orator, editor of several periodicals and a social reformer, he donated land for the Bethune School and assisted David Hare in his social works. And his descendants are based in India, Australia and North America.
मोगूबाई कुर्दीकर का आज जन्मदिन है. मोगूबाई कुर्दीकर, जिन्हें गानत पस्विनी के नाम से जाना जाता है, उनका जन्म 1904 में गोवा के कुर्दी गांव में हुआ था. छोटी उम्र में अपनी माँ के साथ नाटक मंडली में कदम रखने वाली मोगूबाई ने संगीत के प्रति अपनी लगन से हिंदुस्तानी शास्त्रीय संगीत में अमर छाप छोड़ी. उनके गीत जैसे राग बिहाग बहार में फिर आए लौट बहारे और राग खंबावती में वंदे मातरम उनकी मधुर आवाज और जयपुर अतरौली घराने की शुद्धता को दर्शाते हैं. कठिनाइयों के बावजूद मोगूबाई ने अपनी कला को जीवित रखा. उनकी गायकी में रागों की गहराई और जटिल तानों का मिश्रण था, जिसने जयपुर घराने को कई पहचान दी. उनकी शैली ने संगीत प्रेमियों को प्रेरित किया और शास्त्रीय संगीत की समृद्ध परंपरा को आगे बढ़ाया.
Yes, and Rembrandt was born on this day in 1696, mononymously known as Rembrandt. He was a Dutch Golden Age painter, printmaker and draftsman. He is generally considered one of the greatest visual artists in the history of Western art. And it is estimated that Rembrandt's surviving works amount to about 300 paintings, 300 etchings and several hundred drawings. And unlike most Dutch painters of the 17th century, Rembrandt's work depicts a wide range of styles and subject matter, from portraits and self-portraits to landscapes, genre scenes, allegorical and historical scenes, biblical and mythological subjects, and animal studies. And his contributions to art came in a period that historians call the Dutch Golden Age.
आज कैप्टन नीके झा को केन गुरुसे का जन्मदिन है। कैप्टन नीके झा को केन गुरुसे का जन्म 1974 में नागालैंड के निरहोमा गांव में हुआ था। एक शिक्षक के रूप में कोहिमा के सरकारी हाई स्कूल में पढ़ाने के बाद उन्होंने 1998 में भारतीय सेना में कमीशन प्राप्त किया। राजपूताना राइफल्स के साथ करगिल युद्ध में शामिल होकर उन्होंने अपनी वीरता से देश का नाम रोशन किया। कठिन परिस्थितियों में भी केन गुरुसे ने हार नहीं मानी। 28 जून 1999 में करगिल युद्ध के दौरान उन्होंने द्रास सेक्टर के ब्लैक रॉक में दुश्मन की मशीन गन पोस्ट पर हमला करने के लिए घातक प्लाटून का नेतृत्व किया। 16,000 फीट की ऊंचाई पर -10 डिग्री तापमान में नंगे पांव चट्टान पर चढ़कर उन्होंने 2 दुश्मनों को अपनी राइफल से और 2 को हाथापाई में मार गिराया। उनकी ये बहादुरी तोलोगलिंग की जीत का रास्ता खोल गई। ब्लैक रॉक पर हमले के दौरान उनके पेट में गोली लगी, फिर भी उन्होंने अपनी टुकड़ी को प्रेरित किया। उनकी साहस और पराक्रम ने उनकी टुकड़ी को अंतिम जीत तक पहुंचाया। कैप्टन केन गुरुसे की वीरता को कई सम्मान से नवाजा गया। 1999 में उन्हें मरणोपरांत महावीर चक्र से सम्मानित किया गया। वे आर्मी सर्विस कोर से इस सम्मान को पाने वाले एकमात्र सैनिक हैं।
हम जाके अपनी मंजिल पर खतरों से हंस के खेलना, इतनी तो हमें हिम्मत है।
मोड़े कलाई मौत की, इतनी तो हमें ताकत है।
हम सरहदों के वास्ते लोहे की एक दीवार है। हम दुश्मनों के वास्ते होशियार हैं, तैयार हैं।
अब जो भी
Yes, and Linda Maria Ronstadt was born on this day in 1946. She's an American singer who has performed and recorded in diverse genres, including rock, country, light opera, the Great American Songbook, and Latin music. Ronstadt has earned 11 Grammy Awards, 3 American Music Awards, 2 Academy of Country Music Awards, an Emmy Award, and an ALMA Award. Let's listen into a hit track, The Sweetest Gift, and it's from her 1975 album, Prisoner in Disguise.
Told the world how much he loved him. It did not matter what he had done. She did not bring to him a parole of pardon. She brought no fraud.
Yes, and Sudhindra Sarkar was born on this day in 1925, also known as Badal Sarkar. He was an influential Indian dramatist and theatre director, most known for his anti-establishment plays. And he transformed his own theatre company, Shatabdi, as a third theatre group. And he wrote more than 50 plays, of which Ebong, Indrajit, Bashi Khabar and Sari Raat are well-known literary pieces. A pioneering figure in street theatre, as well as in experimental and contemporary Bengali theatre, with his Eglatarian Third Theatre, he prolifically wrote scripts for his Angan Manch or courtyard stage performances and remains one of the most translated Indian playwrights. Through his early comedies were popular, it was his Ernst-ridden Evam Indrajit that became a landmark play in Indian theatre. Today, his rise is as a prominent playwright in the 1960s is seen as a coming of age of modern Indian playwriting in Bengali. And he was awarded the Padma Shri in 1972, the Sangeet Natak Academy Award in 1968, and the Sangeet Natak Academy Fellowship, the highest honor in the performing arts by Government of India in 1997.
आज तुलसी मुंडा अपना जन्मदिन मना रही है। तुलसी मुंडा, जिन्हें प्यार से तुलसी आपा कहा जाता है, उनका जन्म उड़ीसा के केंझर जिले के केंशी गांव में हुआ था। बचपन में खदानों में मजदूरी करने वाले तुलसी मुंडा ने दीक्षा की ताकत को पहचाना और 1964 में अपने घर के बरामदे में आदिवासी बच्चों के लिए एक स्कूल शुरू किया। कठिन परिस्थितियों में भी तुलसी मुंडा ने हिम्मत नहीं हारी। पैसों की कमी के बावजूद उन्होंने गांव वालों को प्रेरित कर पत्थर काटकर स्कूल बनवाया।
Yes, and we are also remembering M.T. Vasudevan Narayanan Nair, who was born on this day in 1933. He was an Indian author, lecturer, screenplay writer and film director. He was a prolific and versatile writer in modern Malayalam literature and was one of the masters of post-independence Indian literature. So with that, I think it's time to wind up, Vaishnavi.
जी अभिषेक और श्रोताओं, अब सोच समय हो चुला है आपसे अनुमति लेने का, तो इजाजत दीजिए वैष्णवी और अभिषेक को परिक्रमा कार्यक्रम यहीं पर समाप्त करने का।
नमस्कार।